In this week's parsha, we learn about the laws of family purity. As we all know that when a woman has her menstrual cycle, her husband needs to abstain from being with her intimately for that period, and since the time of the Talmud, a few days after. And what's interesting, though, about the laws of family purity is that the Gemara asks, why do we have the laws of family purity? Now, what's so special about that? Because I think, to the best of my knowledge, I think it's the only place where the Gemara asks a reason for the mitzvah, tamei mitzvot. Tamei mitzvot is a big topic, and pages and pages have been filled on it. But it mostly started in the Middle Ages with the Rambam, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechaye. They dealt with tamei mitzvot, the reasons for the mitzvot. There's even a Gemara that says, a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara asks, why do we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? And the Gemara answers, why do we blow? What do you mean? It says, blow the shofar. In other words, the Gemara is saying, we don't ask the reasons for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is we do it because Hashem told us to do it. The Torah tells us to do it. That's why we do the mitzvah. We don't find reasons. An exception to that rule is the rule is the law of family purity. Here the Gemara asks, why do we wait for the period of family purity? And the Gemara answers, because the abstinence brings love. It brings lust. It makes the husband want the wife. If he could be with her whenever he would want, whenever he wanted her, that tension, the waiting to have her would dissipate. He could have her whenever she wants, whenever he wants, whenever they want to be together. But by being forced to wait for each other, it builds up a lust for each other, and that strengthens the marriage. So this is so important. So a lot of people have trouble with the laws of family purity. They say it's too long, it's too hard. Certainly for younger couples, it's very, very hard. But this is what builds a marriage. This is what makes you want to be with your wife so much that the Gemara even says that when she comes back from the mikveh, it's like a wedding night. Think of it. By the Jewish people, we have a wedding night practically every month. So that's the beauty of the family purity. And that's why it was so special. It was so special to Hashem that's why the Gemara went out of its way and asked, what's the reason for family purity? And they come up with this beautiful idea that family purity is in order not to make life hard, the opposite. It is made for us in order to strengthen the marriage, to strengthen the love between husband and wife. Shabbat Shalom.